MZTV.
I find myself trapped in this medical system thing, doing the very thing I don't want to be doing. In this country, the United States of America, you have to take control of things, speaking relatively, of course, because if you let the medical system take over your health, it will run you through the mill and end up destroying your health. I have little trust in the health system, and I apologize to any professional health workers out there, and I know several of them, but I trust, I'm not saying there aren't good souls in there, but I trust United States healthcare system like I would trust the Catholic Church or any religious organization going in to a church and saying, here I am, run my spiritual life, tell me what I need to do, how many prayers do I need to say, how many times a day do I need to say them, what song should I sing, how do I repent, show me how to kneel, tell me when I should stand, tell me what to eat, tell me what to drink, tell me how to act, tell me the words to say. And you become, in the religious systems, you become an automaton when you just submit yourself blankly and blindly to the system. And as soon as you enter the doors, you agree to it. And I feel like that's what I'm doing now. I've entered into the door now. Like, I've entered into the door. The first time they get you in there, they want to take all kinds of tests. And it's an upsell organization, kind of like McDonald's. They get you in there with a free Big Mac, and then they try to sell you fries and a shake. And they do the same thing in the medical world. If you're there for a problem, a specific problem like I have, they want to give you a chest x-ray, and they want to take your blood. They want to, you know, put a tube up your ass, and they want to check your prostate, and they want to, any possible intrusion they can do in the interest of taking care of your health, but ends up being actually in the interest of the business. It's a business model, obviously. I'm going to make a spiritual point here, or maybe I won't. I shouldn't even be in front of a microphone right now. I really shouldn't. And I would be smoking a cigarette now if I could. Oh, big time, big time. Like I used to in the old days. So they want me to have a CT scan and a PET scan. A PET scan is a full body scan, and I think they inject you with this radioactive device, and I'm not going to do that. I refuse to do it. I'm going to find a doctor who won't do it. I can't go full bore into this system. I can't just surrender myself to this system. I have to fight it somewhat. I have to have some self-respect. I can see the CT scan because it's in the area where the problem is, which is in my cheek here. For those of you who don't know, I have this squamous cell carcinoma on the inside of my cheek that's also, you know, came down into the lymph node. So if you want to scan my head and my neck, okay, because that's where the problem is. But now you want to scan my whole body? No, now you're on a fishing expedition is what you are. And there's some risks involved with that. And unless I have a problem down there, well, oh yeah, we don't know you. If you have a problem, we have to check if you have a problem. No, just leave me alone. If I have a problem, I'll die. And that's almost to be preferred here. Maybe I'm being a little melodramatic, but that's how I feel. And I used to feel this way. In fact, I made a video 5 or 6 years ago. Somebody reminded me of that. Remember that video you made, Martin? You said, I'm never going to find out I have cancer because I'm never going to get tested. And I've really criticized people. Why do you get tested? Why? And I haven't been tested yet for anything. Nobody's tested me. Well, they took the biopsy because I had a problem. A physical problem sprang up. You know, it's like a mushroom growing out of your ear or something. You have to do something about it. Like, why is this mushroom growing out of my ear? I have to do something about it. So, or a little demon springs out from your belly button. Well, should this be cut off? You know, you have a physical problem. I'm not one to just wander into a medical facility and say, test me from head to foot. I don't want to know. Don't want to know. And as much as I'm able, I will not know. As much as I'm able. And because I had this thing growing in my mouth, I have to do something. But I don't want anybody going past my mouth. You want to scan my whole body? No, F you. You're not going to do it. And I will find a doctor who will operate on this without having to do that. That's as simple as that. There's got to be a spiritual application here. It's basically thinking for yourself and reading the scriptures for yourself. But it's much more enjoyable to look into the scriptures than it is to study any of these health issues. I just absolutely hate this stuff. It's the maintenance of the human body. Now we're getting to it. That really pisses me off. I think that really is what's pissing me off. But even I'm speaking relatively now. It's not God's fault because, you know, God. I think the most simple cures to life are like sunshine and water and good food and moving your body. That's it. Sunshine, water, good food, and moving your body. But the earth has been spoiled. This ain't the Garden of Eden out there today, folks. It's not the Garden of Eden. It's the Garden of Death. So it's not really God's fault. But we've complicated everything. And we've created a system, at least a health system here in the United States, that is so freaking complicated. I still can't get anything done. I still don't have a surgeon after 2.5 months. Still don't have one because I have to get the right connections at the right time with the right people, with the right network. And now I have to find a doctor that won't do, that will operate without this thing. I just want to find somebody. I'm thinking, give me a bottle of whiskey and a flashlight on my cell phone and a pocket knife and I'll take care of this thing. You know, it's like, come on, just somebody do something about it. Why do we have to go through all of these things? Because you're in the system and it's starting to chew you up. It's starting to chew you up and it will spit you out. And the medical system has killed more people than anything else. People die of treatments. That's what they die of. And I don't want to be one of those people. I'm not going to be one of those stupid people who die of treatments where the cure is worse than the disease. Just let me get the disease. Let the disease take its course and let me die. If I have to, don't fight. Don't ruin my life trying to save my life. And as I've said, I've criticized so many people for just submitting themselves to that world. And it's just like submitting yourself to the priesthood, the pastorhood, or it's walking into a church and say, do with me what you will. You do have to look and do your own research and read stuff. I know I hate to read about this thing. It's the least attractive topic in the entire world. It really is. Yeah, it's the constant maintenance of the human body that kind of ticks me off. You have to brush your teeth every day, floss. If you miss a couple of days, then your mouth just starts falling apart and bacteria starts eating everything. You have to keep feeding yourself. The body always wants to know, what have you done for me lately? And you know, when Jesus told Peter to go throw the hook in the Sea of Galilee, that was a hook. They made them out of shells, out of seashells, just sharpened shells. They threw the hook in. That was for the temple tax. That was to pay the temple tax. Jesus said, pull out a coin. It'll be a stater. The stater would pay the temple tax for Jesus and Peter. But before Jesus sent him to the Sea of Galilee, he said, who pays the temple tax? The children, that is, the Israelites, or the nations. Peter said, well, the nations are supposed to pay it. Yeah, that's right. But lest we offend them, you know, we'll go pay it. So the temple tax was being collected from the Jews, which was a complete insult because the Jews were supposed to take tax from the people. And it was an insult that the nations weren't supporting. In the kingdom, the nations will be bringing their treasure to Jerusalem. So it's so insulting to Israel back in Jesus' day that they had to pay for the upkeep of their own temple. Every day was a slap in the face. And the temple tax was a constant reminder that the nations are supposed to be doing this. But what are we doing paying the temple tax? I feel the same way about maintenance of these bodies. One of the biggest thrills of the resurrection will be when our bodies are self-maintaining and we don't have to give a thought, not a single solitary thought, to maintenance. I hate the word maintenance. I'd rather struggle for something than to attain something and try to maintain it. That's why I've been known in the past to take long breaks from running. Not long breaks, but breaks long enough that I lost my shape, lost my fitness. Because then the Rocky music starts to play and you get back into shape. But to maintain, to constantly have to take care of these bodies day after day after day, the routines. And many of you have so many physical problems and the routines you have to go through, the medications you have to take, the salves you have to put on your skin, the things you have to do at night, the pills you have to take at night, and your bed has to be just right, and the temperature has to be just right. And I have white noise that I play every night. I put on my headphones and I play white noise. It's got to be on the right setting. And I have to take for this thing, I got to take, you know, ibuprofen too at night. And I take my kratom at night because I go into withdrawal in the middle of the night. It's just one damn thing after the other. And we're paying our own temple tax. We're not supposed to have to support these bodies. It's a complete insult. Solomon talked about the circuit of life. The same thing happens over and over and over and over again. It's killing monotony. Killing monotony. But we are not supposed to have to take care of ourselves night and day. When we're infused with the Spirit of God, the greatest thing about immortality will be no maintenance, and the body will take care of itself. Spirit of God will be flowing through us, and we'll have a source of life within us, which will be a fullness of the Spirit of God, and the body will maintain itself. I should say, Spirit of God within us will maintain it, and we'll be on freaking autopilot. You understand that? We'll be on autopilot. It's like Israel will be sitting back in the kingdom, and the nations will be paying the temple tax. All the tribute will come to Jerusalem. Finally, she will be at ease, and the nations will be bringing their riches into Jerusalem. Likewise, when our bodies are finally changed, we will be at ease, and we will be able to do the Lord's work without having to stop and rest, without having to stop and eat, without having to stop and drink, without having to stop and put on our lotions and take our pills and do our exercises and submit to our massages and go to our fucking tests, blow our noses, clean our asses. Don't get me started on the excretory systems. It's just humiliation. If we didn't sweat, we would die. We lose water through evaporation, through urination. I had to piss into a bottle today. It's like, what the hell is this? Oh, you're paying your own temple tax, Ender. Yeah, it's for damn sure. Paying my own temple tax. It's just so humiliating. And let's all pray. If you were all here, I'd say let's get in a freaking prayer circle and pray that this ends soon.